few players missing last week, Rory, Hubin and Call. Are they any closer to coming back?
No, Kieran's out for the season. He's got an operation yesterday morning. The injuries worse than we first feared. His foot got stuck on the pitch out there. He done damage to his knee, so he's had to get an operation yesterday morning. Pat, unlikely to be fit for a while. Patrick's obviously struggling and a few others, so Mark Connolly suspended, so we're down some numbers, but we have a very, very good team that'll be going on the pitch to try and win a game of football.
Of course, at your core, you've had good results against them this year. No, 1-4, three league games, one cup game, you know, so you've been down there with a lot of confidence.
Aye, absolutely. We know there's a lot on the line, but it's to be embraced and it's to be enjoyed. And with three games to go, we're involved in winning two trophies. So, listen, we know that can go one way or the other. We're not taking anything for granted at all. But to be in the mix for two trophies with three games to go is a privilege. And we just have to keep going and see what we can do.
Of course, Pats didn't get off to a good start this season, but they're right up there now. You know, they're scoring goals, but they're also leaking goals. So, they won't be easy to break down.
No, but Pats are where, if you rewind back the January, February time, people were fancying them to win the league. They've obviously changed manager and have added in the summer, so they've just come at a different time than the others. They're in really good form. But we'll go down there fully confident that we can beat them.
Of course, the travelling support over the last few games and even all season where it's been great, so you'll be hoping for a wee bit more of that. And I do believe that the travelling section has sold out.
Aye, no, it's fantastic and fair play to them, because we need them, and they can have such an impact on the team and on results, and they know that, and I'm sure they'll get right behind us on Friday night, and hopefully we can do them proud.
And of course, this week, three of your players have been named in the Team of the Year, so that shows you the work that you and your staff's doing here at Derry City.
No, it's brilliant. It's brilliant for the group. One or two others might be slightly disappointed that they're not in it, but that's just the nature of football. It's great for them individually, but our focus now is trying to have a big few weeks, starting with Friday night.
Thank you, Rory. Happy birthday.